Texas Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at FirstNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit FirstNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, here's a fact to consider. Over the past 5 years, yearling consignments from Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud ranked number 4 by percentage of stakes horses produced. However, the average cost of buying one of those yearlings, is they ranked just 41st. You get more run for your money with a yearling raised and sold by Burt and C. Jones. So go to Barn 12 at Keeneland to see those that sail tomorrow. There are 4 from the first crop by Haynesfield, Conqueror Blame in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, 3 by the outstanding freshman sire, Majestic Perfection. He's a sire already of 10 first crop winners this year, 2-year-olds. 2 by Proud Citizen, sire of an Eclipse Award winner, and 2 winners of the Kentucky Oaks. A colt by Include, the sire of 19 runners that have won a place in Grade 1 stakes, and another by the Grade 1 sire, Bellamy Road. That Include colt, incidentally, is out of a stakes-winning half-sister to Include Me Out, a daughter of Include that won Grade 1 stakes and earned over $956,000 that was bred and sold as a yearling by Burt and C. Jones. So go to Barn 12 for a Best Buy yearling consigned by Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud agent and ask about the next group of runners offered Thursday. That may be seen in Barn 23. More potential runners from Airdrie Stud.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center, as usual, on the Paris Pike, or the Lexington Pike, depending on which end you're sitting on. In which direction you're headed.
We're in the middle.
We're
good
in
luck.
All right. Anyway, that's where we are. And we're in the clocker stand, as usual. And we've had a pretty good week once again with horses trained at the Thoroughbred Center. Have won 22 races already this month, 11 since last week's shows. And they were trained by Dan Pitts, Ben Colebrook, Maria Pinzon, Paul Garcia, Laura Bilmer, Tim Ice, Tommy Short, Mark Hubley, Pavel Matejka, Kervin Smith, and Dale Loveland. So it's been a pretty good week for us, horses here at the trained here at the Thoroughbred Center. We have Jim Freeze with us this morning. He is always involved with the Secretariat Festival, which it's a big deal down there. Now, I remember when it was, just kind of a piddly little thing, but it's a big deal now, isn't it, Jim?
Number 7, Ursel. It's hard to imagine. We've had 6 festivals already, and you've been a part of each one of them. We appreciate that very much.
Well, they're fun. And, I'm an old Bourbon County boy now. Well, I wasn't born in Bourbon County, but been there for the last 25 years. I'm starting. I used to think when you left Kentucky, you were camping out. As I grow older, you leave Bourbon County, you're camping out. And I guess that's what happens when you get a little long in the tooth, Jim, what do you
Well, I'd say I understand that. Bourbon County is just a great refuge for the horses, though, and the quiet, peaceful nature of the county is just fabulous. And I've been there some 38 years now, and it's a joy every morning to go, and I hate to leave in the afternoon.
That's well. Of course, you're the business manager. Is that right?
I've been called worse.
Does that mean they give you the business?
Yeah, that's about it. At Claiborne Farm. And like I said, Jim has been there, golly, a long time now. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I guess
you like it.
You're starting to like the job, maybe.
Yeah, it's heaven on earth, Ursel.
Is it? Yeah. You got a new head of Claiborne over there now, Walker.
Yes, sir, Walker.
Seth's son.
Yep, he took over the first of the year, and he's had some 7 or 8 years of training under Seth, so it's not like he's a greenhorn.
Mm-hmm.
When Seth took over, he immediately had success by bringing in the phenomenal Triple Crown winner Secretariat, and Walker's off to a great start, too. Back in January, we win the Grade 1 Don with our racehorse Lee, and then here just recently had a $2.2 million sales yearling from Keeneland, so he's picked up the bit and running right along.
Sounds great.
Let me ask you something. I understand that he went through that farm working.
That's correct.
That's how you learn.
Yes.
Yeah. He
yes.
went, because when I, last time I'd heard somebody mention something, he was doing yearlings. I mean, he's doing it. He's out there with the fork and the whole thing.
Does his hands fit a pitchfork okay? Is that right?
Exactly. He knows how to do it all. He's been through every phase for 7 or 8 years now and has learned that as he went along, and this is doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people who got here with their family and, oh, my son's not going to touch a pitchfork. And that's not how you do it.
No, that's...
No, you have to learn.
Yeah, he's learned under Seth the right way. And he loves it, just absolutely loves it.
Well, my guest is show for the 11 o'clock hour is already showing up.
So he can enjoy himself.
He broke through the gate, I guess, to get here. Oh, Joe Dunn's going to be, I was getting ready to announce you, Joe, an old-time race rider and all that thing. He's going to come on at 11 o'clock, so we got some time.
So we got to keep him awake till then?
Yeah. Keep him awake till then.
Oh, well, tell us a little about the festival. What's going on this year?
Okay, well, again, this year, the Bourbon County Main Street program has joined with the festival to make it a full weekend, starting with Friday night. We have the Paris Art Walk, which has become quite the big deal. And this year, there's a couple of specialties. First of all, on Friday night from 6 to about 7:30 or 8, Bill Nack is going to be in town.
He wrote the book on Secretary.
He wrote the book to make him a champion, and the book became the basis for the movie, the Secretariat movie.
Yeah.
And he has about an hour and a half personal, emotional presentation of his 2 years with Secretariat that you just don't want to miss. So that's part of the art walk from about 6 to 7:30. And then at the ending part of the art walk, there's an after party, that which we call Barrelmania, and that's right downtown. And that's when we bring in Arthur and Arthur, the dynamic duo, will play for us.
They're great.
Wonderful.
They're great.
Absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
Along with the tastings that we have of some libations. And then, we have the auction of the barrels. And this year, Ursula, we had the small barrels, that would fit in my house and your house. So everybody could have one of these small barrels. And they were absolutely gorgeous, hand-painted by local Bourbon County and Fayette County artists. So that's Barrelmania from, I guess, 9 to about 11.
What's in those barrels?
Well, barrels have the angel food.
Angel food.
Yeah, that's just the spirits of the bourbon.
Oh, funny. I heard it called a lot.
Yeah, that's a new one. That must be a bourbon.
Now, where downtown is this going to be? At the courthouse?
No, this is in the Oasis Hall, right next to the new Bourbon restaurant at 610 Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, need to try to be there. It's a fun night, and Arthur really kick it up.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Oh, they are more fun. That
absolutely
was fun.
We went to that concert they gave for old friends. You know,
right?
And they packed them in. There must have been 300 people there that night.
Yeah, they're great. And they finally wound
standing
up
standing room only.
Right,
you know. And it was,
they wound up playing stuff people sang.
Yeah,
it was
great.
More fun.
Yeah, and they embellished the songs with the stories of the horses and Sunday Silence and Gatto and Fusaichi. I mean, it's just a great night.
Yeah, it is.
It's, and they're funny too. They just don't sit and say they talk.
Yeah. Okay, what comes next after that?
Okay, so that's Friday. Then on Saturday is the actual festival day. And, again, we focus so much on the kids because, to us, kids are kings, and the children's activities are just an absolutely key component of the whole festival. Obviously, we have to keep bringing in new fans. So, sure, we want to pass on the memory of our great star Secretariat and the other great horses. But we also want the children to understand all the things you can do with horses in general. So we bring in a wide variety of horses. But rain or shine, we have a full day for the kids. Activities also range from drawing skills like silks, designing your own silks, designing equine jewelry. All the crafts are free. The kids take home whatever they create. There's also educational games we have, designed to increase the child's knowledge of horses and racing. This is all handled by Nancy Smith, the curator of the Hopewell Museum. And then we have the very huge popular event from Chris McCarron's North American Riding Academy that we call the Pony Express. These are the mechanical horses the kids can ride like a jockey throughout the day to their great delight.
Yeah.
What about kids my age?
You know what? We have as many adults on these horses. We really do. So it's just a real fun thing. And that's you go awesome. As fast as you want through your own momentum. So it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'd love to try that just for fun.
No, I think at my age, I'm on pass.
Well, big chicken.
It's a big line. And the other thing that's so good for the kids is they get to see other kids handling the horses.
Uh-huh.
So the horses in the ring, which we'll talk about in just a minute, are in many cases handled by the young kids themselves.
Okay.
And the noon event is a race put on by the 4-H club with their young children, and the race caller is none other than Pat Day, Hall of Fame jockey,
won
the Derby with Lily T. So it's a great day for kids.
I bet that's you'll fun. Give your sermon right in the middle of it.
Do you introduce them to a paramutual machine, or do we don't do that?
We don't do that.
They'll find them.
There's some friendly waging, I think, among the crowd, but that's about it.
Okay. That's fun.
Joe, there's a chair around here somewhere. Get Joe that chair. Go ahead. Oh, let me interrupt you for a Claiborne commercial.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Stop.
Let me see if I can find it here. I've got it all covered up there with different kinds of gunk here. Well, Claiborne Farm has raised and sold 15. Oh, it's Shay. Excuse my French. I just spilled my drink.
Yeah.
All over the Claiborne commercial.
It's Baptist, whatever.
That's okay. We're not wet behind the ears.
No.
All right. Well, let's try. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my. This is the young lady who. She is the medic. They found out how old I was, so they keep her up here doing the show.
She's from Bourbon County.
Yeah, she's from Bourbon County.
That's cool. Now who? You're,
just don't make her work, okay?
Holly Dunn.
Webb.
Okay. All right, well, Claiborne Farmers raised and sold 15 graded stakes winners of 2014. That's 15 good reasons to take a close look at the yearlings offered to Claiborne at Keeneland today. Go to Barn 6 and you'll find them by such stallions as Arch, Blame, Curlin, Flatter. Now, Flatter tied another stakes winner just last Saturday at Monmouth Park. There's a colt from The Last Crop by Pulpit, others by Spitestown, Trapshot, Warfront. Then move on to Barn 5 to see those that sell Wednesday. They're by Champion Cape Blanco, City Zip, Curlin, Flatter, Ghost Zapper, Horse Greeley, More Than Ready, Quality Road, and another by Trap Shot. The Claiborne consignments, Barn 6 and Book 2, selling today. Barn 5 and Book 4 offered on Wednesday. And I want to repeat this because it's worth repeating. Claiborne has raised and sold 15 graded stakes winners of 2014. It's a kind of a Claiborne tradition. All right, I want to talk about another Bourbon County outfit down here.
Yeah. We've been with these people since we moved to Bourbon County. We moved to Bourbon County.
I think Claiborne Farms with them too, I believe.
Friends recommended Hopewell Company and the First Presbyterian Church.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. That was 26 at least years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. They have extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. They cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability coverage. And they've been there right there when we needed them. And that happened about a year and a half ago. I guess it'll be 2 years this February. We got struck by lightning. Singed every wire in the house. And we called them because things were blinking and,
Sizzling
and making strange things. So we called them. They came right over. Not only did they come right over, the next day they had the guy there from the insurance company and they were working on it because they deal with certain people in town that they trust. And the electric company came over and they hotwired for us just to carry us through that same day. What did they wire for us? The furnace, the stove, the refrigerator. Was that about it? Oh, hot water heater.
And the TV.
So, and the TV. Yes, we said, please do the TV. And that's how it worked. I mean, it was so good because they worked for the customer, not the insurance company. So they get you the best coverage, most competitive prices from people they know will come through for you. So contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. That's Joe and Ted McClain, Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347. They have a Lexington number, too, 254-2431. You get great service. We did, so I guarantee it.
Well, Super Saver is not only the nation's leading freshman sire, he's the nation's leading sire of two-year-olds. He is also the sire of a Super Filly, hip number 1453, in the Indian Creek Consignment in Barn 12. She sells tomorrow. That's just a sample. There's a quote by Harlan's Holiday, the sire 14 2014 stakes winners by Giants Causeway, sire 13 2014 stakes winners, a filly by Congrats, sire of Toasting, winner of the $100,000 Sky Beauty Stakes at Belmont last Sunday, others by Eclipse Award winner Blame, Eclipse Award winner Cape Blanco, Mineshaft, Tisway, Drosselmeyer, Bernardini, all from the farmer that has already sent you six champions, Indian Creek. Now, to raise a champion is quite an accomplishment. To raise six champions, that's no accident. They raise them right way at Indian Creek. So go to Barn 12, and while there, ask about the Indian Creek yearlings that sell on Tuesday and Thursday, and keep in mind that Indian Creek sold Seal with a Kiss of $5,000 this got far last year, and she's won Mammoth Sorority Stakes on August the 31st. She's one of six from last year's yearling consignments that win as two-year-olds already this year. Indian Creek, a name to remember at the sales, and to ensure your purchases, contact Clay Ward Agency at 859-987-1861. They've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbred since 1931, a vintage year, I might add.
Oh, that's the year, so it's called.
Yeah. Star was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going back to the festival now.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit more about the events. As I mentioned with the children, we want them to, of course, appreciate the great legendary Hero Secretariat, but also, and more so, to understand there's lots of other fun things you can do with horses of other breeds. So all day long in the arena, we have tremendous horse events that I'd like to tell you a little bit about. We kick off the festival on Saturday morning at 9:15 with a kind of a fun thing from the Irish dancers. That's the ones that come in and kind of kick it up real nice. And then we have an opening ceremony with the Young Guns drill team. They bring out the flags on horseback. It's a real pretty and neat thing to see. Then we have such features as the miniatures, the horse club, the Bluegrass Miniature Horse Club, the Sahiba Arabians. And they come out in full costume and do their routines. Then we go from the small horses to the giant Dreamgate Frisians, and they are just absolutely majestic when they come prancing out. The whole place just kind of lightens up. It's really cool. Then we have the Pasofino Association with their demonstrations. In addition, we have the Mounted Pony Races, and that's one of the events that Pat Day will do the race calling on that.
He's not going to ride?
No, he doesn't ride. But you think he gets so energized, you think he's about ready to get on one and take off. And it's a really fun thing. The crowd really loves the races, and that's right at noon. Then we also have the Young Guns drill team do drilling performances. And then we also bring in the miniatures back, and they do jumping exercises. It's really fun to watch. The American Saddlebred is new to us this year. They'll come in with demonstrations on the saddlebreds. And, of course, our mems, Retirement Hayman, and old friends with Michael will be there to make presentations. So all day long in the arena, we have just one event after the other. And the nice thing about this, Ursel, is not only do the people get to see and appreciate the different breeds and what they can do, but after each event, the handlers do what we call a meet and greet. They bring the horses right over to the fence, and the fans come down, the kids come down, and they can touch and pet and talk to the handlers. And this adds to what we call the firsthand, close-up, and personal experience of the horses with their fans. So we think that's a big part of it. That goes on all day long.
Good heavens. I mean, that's wonderful. That's huge.
Yeah.
Food. Oh, yes. We have great food.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the food.
And we have wonderful entertainment, too. Dale Pyatt and the Chicken Grease Band. And they
Chicken
Grease Band. They've become pretty popular. They've been there 4 or 5 years now, and people gather around just to listen to them. They write a lot of their own music, and Dale Pyatt has written the song Run Secretariat Run.
Okay.
And he brings that out, and Miss Chenery, she comes over and just really enjoys that. He'll sing, you
good
know, right
for her,
to her
how
like
she's
that.
Doing. She must be doing pretty well to come.
She is, yeah. She'll be there. Of course, Ron Turcotte. Well, let me just go through the celebrities that'll be there since you brought that up. Yeah.
You know, I had Miss Chenery on a show I went in, you know, when she was living in Lexington. I went in with my little tape recorder, and we sat there and chatted for, I don't know, maybe a half an hour. And that, she was so gracious and so much fun. And we got to talking old times, you know, Cicada and First Landing and, you know, her dad and, you know, went back, you know. And I think she enjoyed it, too. I was so proud because when we finished the, you know, the commercial, she says, oh, that was fun. You know, so, you know, I really love that. We've got that. So I think Keenan's got that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. She can't stay away. When she feels good enough to come, she's going to be here. And she's feeling good. She is, of course, the first lady of racing. And she comes out, enjoys the crowd. She does the autograph signing and roams around. It's just very personable and fun to talk to. And the people, when she comes out or so, the crowd in the exhibit hall actually gives her an ovation. I mean, they just start cheering and clapping. She is loved by so many and appreciated, and just makes the festival that much better. In addition to Penny Chenery coming, the jockey Ron Turcotte will be here, and he's very affable and signs autographs all day long. Charlie Davis, Secretary's exercise rider, will be here. And if you get Charlie talking, he's going to tell you about one thing for sure. He has 37 grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
And great-grandchildren.
That poor man.
He got a whole herd, hadn't he?
Yeah. Can you imagine a birthday present?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
He is 73 and just enjoying himself big time with all the family around him. Bill Nack, that wrote the book, of course, as I mentioned, will be here, and he also will be signing autographs. Kentucky Derby-winning jockeys, John Kruger of Seattle's Slough, Triple Crown winner, 1977, will be here. Steve Coffin, affirmed, 1978, Triple Crown winner, will be here. So Ursula, this will be the first time ever for the festival to have all three
Triple Crown jockeys
present at one time.
Yeah,
I'd like to have that autograph.
What if we could just bring
all our
Carol back? We'd have it made.
There you go.
Yeah.
Other Derby-winning jockeys, I mentioned Pat Day, Chris McCarron will be here. Mike Manganiello, Dust Commander, 1970. Don Combs, trainer, Dust Commander, will be here. So we have a full slate of champion people to come along with the champion horses to mix and greet and sign autographs.
Don was here this morning to Crocker Stand. He trains here. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice guy.
Right. Yeah,
very, Don. Very nice when people come around, like tourists and stuff. He's real nice.
Well, speaking of tours, let me tell you a little bit about that. This year, the tours of Claiborne are joined by tours of Edina Spring. And they're doing a little special tour. They're having kind of a little celebration of Mucho Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, so, new stud horse for next year.
So
Breeders' Cup Classic winner.
Yeah, so you could come out to the festival and get on the tour bus for Edina and go over there and not only see the farm but also meet the owners and the horse, Mucho Macho Man. So kind of a special extra thrill.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I
need to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see him too.
Big horse, they say, is a real big horse.
Can I have another minute?
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
All right, well, let me tell you about the official Secretariat merchandise. In the exhibit hall, we have the Secretariat store, which you can buy official Secretariat merchandise. And then we have the silent auction items. And this year, among the unique equine silent auction items are shadow boxes, which contain the halter and the photograph signed by Dale Hancock and tail hair from Blame, Breeders' Cup Classic winner, and Orb, Kentucky Derby winner, 2013, and of course, one of our leading stallions, Warfront.
Mm-hmm.
So those are in the shadow boxes. In addition, we have Breeders' Cup tickets for this year's Breeders' Cup on the silent auction table, and some Breeders' Cup award prizes like watches and things that they actually are responsible for from their sponsors. And then, of course, there's many other things on the silent auction table. And then, in addition, we have the food is there all day long. We have a very special ice cream, the Secretariat ice cream,
with
the blue and white, and people absolutely love that.
Well, I love hay in it.
Yeah.
Little hay in it.
Yeah. And I've got one more little thing to tell you about. I can have one more minute.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Instead of ending with the Secretariat Festival on Saturday afternoon, we now have a Saturday night activity. So we're going to the Bourbon County Drive-In Theater, just down the street from the Legion Park for the festival, and we're bringing in at 6 o'clock the Fabulous Sensations Band that plays the 1970s music. I'm sure many of your listeners have heard the Sensations. Mm-hmm. They're coming in along with the vintage cars of the 1970s.
Oh.
And along with
Vintage 1970s.
Yeah,
God, I started out driving a 1935 Chevrolet. What are you talking about?
Now we're talking vintage.
Well, you'll enjoy these. Yeah.
Jim Allen still had.
Well, that's fun.
That'll be great fun.
Now, so what time will that be?
That'll be from 6 o'clock Saturday night until about 8:15 when it gets dark. And 8:15, we're going to start the Secretariat movie.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
at the drive-in. That's
To the barbecue Secretariat, barbecue at the drive-in. The Sensations will be playing, the vintage car, and we're having a costume contest. So you can dress up for your 1970s, win a prize, have some barbecue, listen to the 1970s band, and then watch Secretariat.
I never owned a Nehru jacket, you know.
Bell-bottoms and
bell-bottoms and a Nehru jacket.
How about a hoop skirt? You got a hoop skirt?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Now, that's 50s.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, I was there.
That's
I know.
That's a different vintage?
Yes, exactly. So am I.
That's a fun way to wrap it up. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And that's free.
No, the drive-in's not free. I think it's $10 admission and $15 if you want the barbecue dinner, which I highly recommend.
Who's bringing the barbecue?
I think Time Restaurant from Paris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And
that's
the way, they're excellent. I don't know if you've been to Thyme yet. Thyme, they say time, but I sometimes say thyme.
Oh, yeah.
It's thyme.
Thyme.
It's a herb.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I got one for you. Here we go. Exceller Fund called us, about a year ago, too? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And they had found the oldest living intact stallion by Secretariat stuck in a stall in Tennessee. Hadn't been out of the stall in 7 years. And they asked us if we'd take him. What was his name? One Invocator. It was in
I forgot his name.
We just called him Hayden.
Chestnut with a...
Looked like his dad, except his head wasn't that big.
He didn't look like his dad.
Well, he was yellow.
He looked about much like his daddy, like I look like Robert Redford.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, he wasn't a bay anyway. But, anyway,
but he was chestnut,
took him. We took him and had him for about a year or so, and he was real bad in the back end. And finally
we had to pass him on,
but...
It was one of our rescues.
Okay. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because next year we were thinking about maybe bringing back the look-alike contest.
Oh, yeah.
Which we did for the first
couple
of years.
Well, this horse wouldn't look like, you know. I mean,
He
wasn't a real pretty horse, this horse.
Okay.
Of course, he was 27 years old when we got him, you know.
Yeah.
But so.
Well, most of the look-alikes are quarter horses and other other breeds.
Yeah,
but they look like him, and it makes it a fun day.
Yeah.
Fun day.
For a while, we had him, the oldest living intact son of Secretariat.
Ooh,
so that was kind of interesting.
Okay. Well, so I can't close without thanking our sponsors. Of course, we couldn't put this on without the help and assistance of Claiborne. Beyond that, we have some great sponsors, Keeneland Association, Kentucky Bank, the NTRA, the Breeders' Cup, some of the local Bourbon County businesses like the hospital and Hinkle Company. So, and of course, we want to say thanks to you to get the word out and bring the people out to enjoy these horses and show off our industry.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm always delighted to somebody else come in here and talk. So I don't have
to. Absolutely. It's a step up in class.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know.
When
about
I showed
that.
Up.
I think y'all do a pretty good job.
Well, we try to have a little fun.
You do.
And this is a interesting and it's a wonderful time. It's free admission to the thing itself.
It is.
Yeah.
It's free, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, that'll get you a crowd right there.
Yeah. Well, the crowd's been growing pretty much leaps and bounds. Last year, the estimate was between 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Oh,
so
that's
a lot of people to come to the little Bourbon County and enjoy the horses and the festival.
Yeah.
Well, you sure have got a lot of interesting things for people to see.
Yeah, it is.
Especially kids. Gee whiz.
Yeah, you go. I don't know how you can do all that, but God bless you.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And we have a wonderful committee that works hard to do it. I'll have to give them all the credit. Yeah. Bob Thompson is the chairman this year, and he's just done an absolutely fantastic job.
Well, that's great, Jim.
That's super.
Okay. All right. Well, Jim, it's been Jim Freeze, and you make sure that you go down there. That's next weekend.
What time does it start on Friday?
Friday, the Paris Art Walk starts at 5 p.m.
At 5, okay.
And then Bill Nack starts at 6 p.m. And the Barrel Mania After Art Walk Party starts at 9 p.m.
Okay. Author, what time do they start?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
At Oasis Hall.
He's part of the Barrel Mania After Party at 9 p.m.
Okay, gotcha.
Sounds good. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll see you.
Joe, can you wait another half an hour? All right. All right. We got Michael Bowen coming on now. All right. Well, Full Mast, a 2-year-old colt by Mizzen Mast, won the Group 3 Prix La Rochette Stakes at Longchamp. How about that, pronouncing that way? On September 9th. Bred and owned by Judmont Farm, Full Mast is undefeated, led all the way to take the La Rochette. Goes in the stakes, I believe, today, another group stakes. I believe it's... No, it's not Full Mast. It's that good coat by First Defense. It goes in the stakes today. Well, anyway, getting back to Mizzen Mast and Full Mast. Full Mast is scheduled to start next in a Group 1 stakes, didn't read far enough, on the day of the Arc de Triomphe. So Full Mast is another runner by Mizzen Mast. Seems like it's always another runner by Mizzen Mast. And his victory follows by just 8 days, the impressive score by Stone Tastic in the Grade 2 Prior Stakes at Saratoga. Stone Tastic posted fractions of 22-1, 44-3, 56-2, 108-4, won by 8.5 lengths while posting the fastest buyer for a 3-year-old filly this year. Like Full Mast, she's headed for greater things. Her next start likely going to be on Breeders' Cup Day. Mizzen Mast, a Grade 1 winner and a center champion, Sire Colzine, has sired 6 Grade 1 winners, stands at Judmont Farm with First Defense, Sire the Nation's leading distaffer, Close Hatches, who is also headed for the Breeders' Cup, and that colt that goes today in a graded stakes in Great Britain. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. And talk about our friends over at Sally Vans, Jackie Ellis over there, if you would...
Sally Van Service, been in business for 60 years, and
they've
got to
be good as much free business as they do for old friends, I'll tell you.
Right. They certainly are. My goodness gracious.
Moved some of the best runners ever step on a racetrack, and now with the sale going on, they're all over the road. It's like breeding season out there. Sally Van's bumping up and down, going around with all those nice, expensive yearlings. Woo! Well, anyway, they've been in business for 60 years, and they've learned a lot. It's pretty obvious their vehicles and equipment have to be in tip-top shape, and they build their own rigs. They service their own trucks. They're wonderful. But the single most important safety factor in their estimation is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're really proud of their drivers at Sally Van. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that next time you ship your horse across the county or across the country. When you load your horse onto a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. They wouldn't do it any other way at Sally Van, and that's why, for more than half a century, Sally Van's have been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Toasting won the $100,000 Sky Beauty Stakes at Belmont on September 7th. Toasting is by congrats. She's earned over $534,000 now. Golden Ticket won Belmont's $100,000 Left Bank Stakes on September 5th. And Wine Police, the $75,000 Premier Cup 2 days later, both by Sprightstown. Golden Ticket, bred by Windstar Farm, has earned more than $1,329,000. And Wine Police has accumulated over $441,000. On September 6th, Tis Time to Shine shipped in from Saratoga to win the $127,000 Aspirin Stakes in just his second career start. Tis Time to Shine is a 2-year-old colt by Tis Now. Congrats, Sprightstown and Tis Now. Stand at Windstar Farm and Toasting, Golden Ticket, and Wise Police and Tis Time to Shine are just 4 more good reasons to take a look at the yearlings by the Windstar Stallions at Keeneland. Keep in mind that the number one freshman sire, the number one second crop sire, the number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list all stand at Windstar Farm. For more information, contact Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717 and see the website, windstarfarm.com. All right, Michael Bowen.
Nice to see you, Ursel.
From old friends.
I think we have the oldest living intact secretary down at our farm now.
Now you do.
Oldest living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, have a seat.
Certainly the best one.
What? Well,
certainly
for sure.
The best one. He won the Pacific Classic twice.
Oh, okay.
Well, ours couldn't run a lick.
ours broke his maiden and won his only race in Alabama. The one season that they raced down in Alabama. What was the name
Birmingham
of that?
Birmingham Turf Club.
Birmingham Turf Club.
That's it.
A friend of mine went down there. Joe Dunn, who I'm going to have on the show. You might have known Joe Dunn would have been there.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and Herb Jones went down. And Herb says that those people had no idea what they were doing. You go to place a bet and says they didn't know no more what a $2 show bet was. Of course, you know Herb, he's been a little bit more than that. But
he said the lines were way out to the next county. It was so
bad. Yeah, yes, it was really
poorly run. They didn't know.
Wow. Well, we went down to Kentucky Downs last Wednesday.
Yes.
And we had a blast. It
good.
Was so much fun. Everybody was smiling.
Must have been
a good
open,
time.
Must have been an open bar, you know.
It wasn't quite open, but it flowed.
There you go.
And if anybody hasn't tried this Keeneland Pale Ale that they put out from Country Boy, puts out a special Keeneland Pale Ale. It's available draft at the sale. I think they open it at 10 o'clock in case anybody's in a hurry. But I'm telling you, it's fabulous beer. That's my little recommendation.
Oh, okay.
So Keeneland now has its own branded beer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's the important stuff. Anyway, we went down there on Wednesday and had a blast.
Good.
All the Hall of Fame jockeys were there, and they signed the old friends book. Lafitte Pinkai, Chris McCarron, Pat Day, Randy Romero, Calvin Burrell.
Hmm.
Rosie, a member of the old friends board of directors, won 4 races on the card.
Oh, wow.
Her husband, Joe Sharp, ran his first horse ever under his own name. He was formerly Michael Maker's assistant. Now he's out on his own. The first one horse he ever runs wins.
Oh,
who did he put up?
Jack Van Berg, Rosie. It was a Jack Van Berg purse, and Jack Van Berg was there to hand him the trophy.
Oh, fun.
So after he wins his first race, so he's 1-for-1, it's never going to get better, right?
Yeah,
but, yeah, call the bus.
Jack Van Berg let him know that.
Yeah.
And he said, and then he forgot the trophy, and Jack says, "You were so busy kissing your jockey, you forgot the trophy."
That's cute.
It was really, really, really great. People had a wonderful time. Corey Johnson and, you know, Bill Kasner was down there. And, I mean, it was just a great, great afternoon. And on this Wednesday, they're doing an event that's going to help both Jane Bashir's group, Horses and Hope.
Horses and Hope, sure.
And Old Friends. That's going to be this Wednesday.
Oh,
so we
wow.
got another excuse to get down there.
Wow.
There you go.
That's
yep.
good.
We got to get some brewery to make up some Kentucky Downs.
Which
ale.
Way to go? How
Keeneland's got their own beer now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Bill Thomas and Over stirred that up himself.
I don't know, but it's very, very good. It's very good. That's all I can say. The quality of beer at Keeneland's gone up like the quality of the horses. It's just unbelievable.
Okay.
Good.
They got West Sixth over there. They got Country Boy. You know,
wonder where they brew that. Well, they probably got a tack room over there somewhere where they bring.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But it's really, really nice. I went over to the sale. I ran into Leroy Jolly, and we talked about Gulch. And I ran into Neil Drysdale, and we talked about Prized.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting over at the sale this week.
Oh, yeah, but it was. A lot of the old timers over there, you know, that trained your horses.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to them about they tell me Bobby Frankel stories. They talk about Bobby. It's really, it's quite nice. And this Secretariat Festival next weekend is going to be huge. I mean, that is so much fun. We've been doing it for several years.
Are you going to get on one of those play horses and the jockey thing?
No. Have you ever tried to do that?
No.
I practically killed myself riding a fake horse.
Oh, is that right? Oh, funny.
I'm the only one who could break bones riding a fake horse.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of that, it was really interesting listening to the jockeys the night before the event at Kentucky Downs, for the, it was a benefit for the Disabled Jockeys Fund.
Uh-huh.
But hearing them tell stories about each other.
Oh yeah, that's
and
great.
Chris McCarron gave a very very passionate speech about how he thought, he says, I ran against Willie Shoemaker and Angel Cordero and all these other great writers. He said, but by far the greatest writer I ever rode against is Lafitte Pink Eye. He could do anything. And Lafitte came and he was embarrassed, but
it was really nice. So nice.
You know, it occurred to me, you know, we don't, you know, these guys deserve a lot more credit than they get. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, look at these people. They do everything. You know, the horses do everything, jockeys do everything, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they,
yeah, they're not in
I got
England.
An old ex-rider over here I'm going to talk to at the top of the hour.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, in England,
Joe
they're
deserves
stars.
More respect. What?
They're in England, they are stars.
Yeah.
They're not quite, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and then yesterday morning I got to go to a presentation that the NTRA gave at Keene Place over at Keeneland, where they talked about their legislative efforts and trying to get better tax deals and everything else for the horsemen. So that was interesting.
Good.
And to publicize, you know, racing and elevate it. So that was really interesting.
Let me interrupt you here.
Time interrupt me? Oh, my goodness.
Time to pay a bill.
Take a breath.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
Okay. September 6th at Finger Lakes, done listening to 2-year-old Philly by Interdad, making just her second career start, shipped in from Saratoga to win the $141,000 Lady Finger Stakes on September the 6th at Parks Imperial Lady, a 2-year-old filly by Interdab, won her first start in a $40,000 maiden special. September 7th at Arlington Park, Fleet Encounter, 5-year-old mare by Interdab, won a $36,000 optional claimer. Get a lot of run for your money with Interdab. Done listening, broke from post position 13 in a field of 14 to take the Lady Finger Lakes Stakes. And in a dead game performance, Imperial Lady led all the way to break her maiden by 3. And Fleet Encounter in 27 career starts has 11 wins, 7 seconds in the third for earnings of $193,198. So if you want a runner in your racing stable, look to Interdam. Proven Sive graded stakes winners that stands for a reasonable stud fee. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Ken Barnes over at Shadwell Farm. 859-224-4585. And see the website at Shadwell Farm.
Quillen, famous leather and tack shop in Paris, Kentucky, is having a sale for the month of September. Shanks are on sale, really, really nice. 12-inch chain is just $29.95. Wow. That's a good price. The big ones, the long ones for like stallions and stuff, $44.95. A new market leather is $59.95. Soft leather covered shank chain, just $20 more. Engraved nameplates start at $7.95. That's really, really nice markdown, and that goes through this month. And while you're there, you can pick up the new catalog. It's very pretty, very informative. They've got one called the Bourbon County Halter. Double buckle English chin. I like English chins myself, tell you the truth. And they've got weanling halters on sale. And that's the time of year it is, folks. It's weanling. And, of course, all the show stuff you need, of course, for all the year, the sales. And there's more sales coming up. So
great gift shop.
Great gift shop. And it is Quillin.com, Quillin.com. And I want to say something real quick. We, of course, this is Saturday, and every Thursday or Friday, Ralph has, of course, the new place, Rooster Brew. And night before last, they had another bringing in food people. So if you go to Quillin.com or Rooster Brew, then you can find out who's coming, because it's all, I don't know who they've got for next week. We're just late on being able to announce that. But go be a friend of Ralph Quillin on Facebook, and he always puts his stuff down and invites you to beer and something good to eat.
Yeah. All righty. Oh, well, Quillin Tack is in Paris, Kentucky, by the way. And if you're going to going into Paris, go to the third stoplight and look, and there you are.
You know, the other thing, I got to go pick up a belt. I ordered a belt.
Okay.
I'm already doing my Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
You know, when I ever cash a ticket at the track, I have to go buy a Christmas present.
There you go.
God, he buys one every 5 years.
Yeah. So don't expect anything.
All right.
Well, did you get the plain one or did you get the one leather over leather?
No, I got leather over leather. I got the brass plate on the belt with the name on it. I got the whole works.
You went first class.
This person must have donated a lot of money to old friends. That's all I can say. Well, in stakes last weekend, the grade $300,000 Iroquois at Churchill Downs was won by Lucky Player, a two-year-old colt from the first crop, by Looking at Lucky. The $100,000 Yankee Affair Stakes at Belmont went to Red Rifle, a four-year-old son of Giants Causeway. And Woodbine's $125,000 Swinford Stakes was won by Conquest Boogaloo, a two-year-old colt, by Scat Daddy. Looking at Lucky is the nation's leading freshman sire of two-year-old winners. She's got 13, including two stakes winners and a third that's placed in stakes. Winner of over $3,307,000, the son of Smart Strike, was a champion at both two and at three. Giants Causeway, of course, has led the North American Sire Lefts three times. Currently ranks third, and Red Rifle is one of his 13 2014 stakes winners. Nine of them graded stakes winners. Scat Daddy, the nation's number one freshman sire in 2011, has sired 32 stakes winners in his first three crops. 10 grade one or group one winners, and Conquest Buglo is one of his two juvenile stakes winners of 2014. Looking at Lucky, Giants Causeway and Scat Daddy stand at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. So watch for yearlings by the Coolmore Stallions at Keeneland. And for more information, call the farm at 859-873-7088. See the website at coolmore.com. All righty, Michael.
I'm just looking up Tinner's Way here, so it's really cool because he raced against a lot of other horses we have at the farm.
Who is this?
Tinner's Way.
Tinner's Way?
Yeah. He won the Pacific Classic twice, but the horses he lost to Holy Bull twice. He lost to Cigar twice. He was beaten by Awad, who was at the farm. He was beaten by Jerry, who's now at the farm. And he beat Williamstown, who's at the farm.
Oh,
it's kind of cool.
Pretty good.
Ties in with the Secretariat.
Yeah,
Festival.
I should say. Yeah, yeah. Ties in with the Secretariat.
He's gone now, in Tinner's Way.
No, he's still around.
Still there.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he now?
23.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
He'll outlive you.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Scat Daddy. Well, his broodmare sire Ogaijin is still at the farm. He's 31.
Wow.
So,
bless his heart.
What's his off eyes? He's blind in.
Yeah.
It's not there.
No, all right. It's just a socket.
Yeah.
Wonder how that happened.
He's doing good, though.
He's funny.
Tim's got him walking around the farm now. He takes him out for walks every once in a while, and gets him used to going in and out, just in case we ever have to bring him in.
With
the older horses, you've got Creator doing the same thing.
Good.
But this Ogaijin is one of the most intelligent horses I've ever been around, and Tim has to give him some medicine every day, and. So he stops on their little journey and gives them the medicine, right? The next day, he will not stop at that spot where he gave them the medicine.
Oh, funny.
And now there's like eight spots around that he won't stop at on the trip. He just will not stop.
How
he just keeps
funny.
Going. He remembers what happened.
He's
really, really smart.
Guy.
Yeah. Picked up on it that quick. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's he's sharp.
Super.
Smarter than Tim, in other words.
Well, I don't know. Tim's a pretty smart guy. Tim's smart enough to know that the horse is smarter than him.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. So that's been really good. And as I say, we're really looking forward to going down to Kentucky Downs with Corey Johnson, everybody.
That's quite Wednesday. A unique place.
I love that place.
Yeah.
They had full fields. There were good betting opportunities. The home stretch is really, really wide. And it's a wonderful place. And it's very informal. I mean, you can go right down to the rail and watch. We're sitting on the finish line.
Up and down, running.
Yeah, the undulating hills and, you know, a little right turn.
Yeah.
This is a funny story I heard Chris McCarron tell on Dylan Davis. Robbie Davis' son is riding now. He said he went down there for the first time, and they said they were explaining to him that part of the track is actually in Tennessee.
Right.
And so they wanted to see his Tennessee license.
Oh, funny.
He was ready to write him a check for $150.
Oh, that's so funny. That and the key to the quarter pole.
Yeah, exactly.
That is perfect.
That is perfect.
Well, last time we were down there, we had a terrible time.
Oh, last race, last day, we didn't get a ride.
Yeah.
He just sat there.
But Jackie put gasoline in our diesel truck.
They had to top everything off.
We had to drain that sucker.
All around, wonderful day. And then how many hours driving back?
I don't know. Only good thing was a meal at the Cracker Barrel. I mean, that's one thing.
Last night I was coming back from having a brewski over in Midway. And all of a sudden my car stopped.
Oh, no.
In the middle of Interstate 64.
Oh, no.
Just stopped. And I'm going, okay, here we are. And I'm in the passing lane, right? Now, it was very inconvenient. It was a pain and all that kind of stuff. However, always looking on the bright side, these people stopped behind me. And the woman got out of the car, and she held up traffic in the other lane, and her husband pushed me.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Off to the side.
That's nice.
Really nice. And then they disappeared. I said, who was that mess, man? But anyway, they were really nice.
Yeah.
And then the guy from the for sales police department came by, and he called, I have AAA. And I called AAA. He said, no, if you call, you're going to get on the waiting list. Hold on a second. So he called him. Officer Kyle called him. Excuse me, this is Officer Kyle of for sales police department. We have a dangerous situation here on the interstate.
Oh, funny.
they moved me to the front of the list.
Oh, I love it. That's how you do that. Okay.
So that's my little adventure.
AAA is pretty good. I was over to visiting, was going to see Dr. Byers one time, and damn if I didn't have a flat tire halfway there, which I blamed him for.
Of course you should.
Actually, I'd hit a curb on the Newtown Pike, but you
that's
know.
That's when I scheduled the eye surgery, cataract surgery. He said, I don't need that. I said, you hit a curb, for crying out.
That curb just jumped right out in front of me.
Did you tell Dr. Byers that?
Yeah.
Did you tell Doug? I'll bet he got a kick out of it.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. He always used to tell me, go, you know what those white lines are for, aren't don't you? Go, thank you for the reminder. I still hear his voice telling me that. Every time I weave just a little bit, I go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yelling at me again.
Funny.
Just because he's passed on doesn't mean he can't still yell at me.
That's right.
Well, I sure miss him.
Well, how are the tourists?
Oh, great. We had a whole bunch of countries this week.
Really?
For some reason, a lot of Europeans and Australians and people at new horses. Like the Australians wanted to go to see we have a horse there named Pit Marskay, who was, I think, 2-year-old champion filly in Australia.
Wow.
And so they all wanted to go back and see her. And then we had a German couple who have a horse that they take care of, she rides in events that's by Regal Sanction. So they wanted to go back and see Regal Sanction. And so it's been really interesting. I mean, nice group. We have about 30 out on a tour now.
Good. That's
I'll go
super.
Back and do one. Oh, here we go. Bulletin, Spencer at Farm.
Hey, you can read upside down. Congratulations.
Well, it's because he was standing on his head. This is radio. Nobody can see. It's okay.
Well, the first foals by Spencer at Farm Stallions, Arch, 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 Patio Prado, Tisway, and Wilburn are yearlings and near well represented out at Keeneland. Last year, you may recall, the first foals by the Spencer at Stallions, Temple City, and Warrior's Reward were yearlings. Now both rank among the leading freshman sires. Temple City is the sire of Startup Nation, winner of the Grade 2 $200,000 with anticipation stakes, and of Papa Cool, placed in the Oak Tree Juvenile Turf Stakes. Warrior's Reward is the sire of the undefeated stakes winner Strawberry Baby, of Grade 2 placed Bad Reed Sanchez, plus two others that are placed in stakes at Belmont and at Churchill Downs. Now, back to Spendthrift Farms 2014 freshman sires. Arch 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 is a Grade 1 winner of over $832,000. He's by the top sire, Arch. Patio Prado not only won Grade 1 stakes and more than $1,721,000, he placed in the Kentucky Derby, and he's by El Prado, sire of Kitten's Joy, Medaglia d'Oro. Tisway won Grade 1 stakes, recorded one of the fastest dirt miles in history, 132-4, earned over $1,359,000. He's by Hall of Famer Tis Now. Wilburn won graded stakes, earned nearly $600,000, is by the highly successful Bernardini. Never overlook a yearling by a spendthrift stallion. For more information, contact Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website at spendthriftfarm.com. Well, I took my Lubris in this morning. Feel all greased up now.
Did you take me too.
And did slide you, right absolutely. Out of that chair.
Did you take yours?
Yes.
I take it every day.
Yep.
I'm afraid not to.
I am too now.
Well, what it is, Lubricin is it's It's a product developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and it's endorsed by many of the leading owners, trainers, and veterinarians around. And what it does, it's all natural, incidentally, and it's test-free. And it sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and, you know, it kind of eliminates or helps eliminate acid injections and so forth like that. And trainers use it, Lubrisan, on a regular basis, include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrell and Mike Maker and Jerry Holland offer them. Well, some of the horses that are running on it right now that we know of, Stop Charging Maria, won a grade one Alabama and a grade one coaching club American Oaks this year. Wise Dan, of course, two-time horse of the year. Majestic River used it, you know, won the grade two Molly Pitcher just the other day. So it's a wonderful product, and they make it for humans. And I'm not taking the horse brand. I'm taking the human brand. Tastes really good. Tastes like, what is it, grape taste, I believe?
Yes, grape.
Yeah.
Grape flavored.
Yeah. So you don't mind taking it. You don't have to hold your nose. Now, Reborn is a 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. And it's safe. It's easy to use. It's also test-free. And what it does, it strengthens a horse's immune system, and it's got a high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And, you know, it's good for horses of all ages, starting with foals. And a lot of, you know, Wise Dan ran on that also. And it provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges. That's Reborn. Here's how you learn more about them. Lubrisan is LubriSyn.com. Go to the website. Reborn is reborne.com. So check them out. You can buy them over at Old Friends or KBC in Lexington and Horse Sense down in Versailles. Well, runners from the first crop of Cowboy Cal are winning. He is the sire of two stakes winners, including a Group 2 winner, plus three others that have placed in stakes in his first crop. And they are competing and winning at major tracks, with runners that have found the winner's circle at tracks like Saratoga and Oaklawn and Delaware and Gulfstream, Golden Gate, Monmouth Fairgrounds, Hawthorne, Prescott, Lone Star, Laurel. They're winning wherever they're asked to run. So take a good look at the Cowboy Cal yearlings to be offered this week at Keenan, and keeping in mind that Cowboy Cal was a multiple graded stakes winner of over $1 million, and that he's a son of champion sire Giants Causeway. He was durable. He won stakes at 2, 3, and 4. In fact, he won 6 stakes, 5 graded, placed in 7 more, 7 graded, 4 grade 1. Cowboy Cal stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Alternation, who his first foals are due next year, Leading Sire Broken Vow, and the Venerable Sky Classic. Inquiries at Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens, 859-873-1420, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All right, my friend, what are you doing handicapping over there?
No, just going through the horses in the DRF Old Friends magazine. By the way, the new issue is going to come out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Yeah,
have you seen
really
proof
nice.
Of it? Eventually?
Not yet, no. They keep it away from me as long as possible.
Who's writing it at this time?
You know, this is virtually every writer for the racing form.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really something. And Barbara Livingston takes these brilliant pictures.
Oh, she's great.
She's unbelievable. She's coming next week, actually, to get a couple more to put in the magazine.
Is she going to be on her Saturday?
Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay.
She was supposed to come this past week, but something else came up, but she's going to come up for the sale and, I guess, go to some farms and take some. For
us. Did you
but anyway,
see the
she's very critical of her own work. She doesn't think she ever does anything good. But this time she said, you know, she goes, the pictures I got for the magazine this time are some of the best things I've ever done. So I'm really excited to see
Have
them.
You seen the one that she took of the butterflies in California?
Yeah.
I thought they were flowers.
Yeah.
And what they are is butterflies, monarchs, clustered on the end of branches.
Oh.
And they're not, their wings aren't open. They're just clustered around there. It's
yeah, they all look
stunning.
Like, they all look, they, it looks like flowers.
It looks like flowers.
Yeah. I missed it.
She does amazing. She's just amazing work. So that's part of it. And there's I think it's really, really gonna be very, very nice. It's a tribute to Dr. Byers in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And a lot of other really, really good things. We've got the best writers going at it. And it's really, really nice. So.
Wow.
That's really good. But anyway, so I'm going through the edition that's out now of the Daily Racing Form Old Friends magazine, and just seeing which one of our horses ran against the other ones, and it's really amazing how many times they met on the racetrack.
I think that's fun.
Well, it is fun. They're all in their, about the same age, all in their 20s.
Yeah, well, here's Prize. You know, Marquetry beat Prize in his last race, but you look at these horses that they raced against. I mean, Prize raced against Golden Pheasant and With Approval and Stylin', and he beat Sunday Silence. And I mean, it's just, he ran against Easy Goer and Crypto Clearance. I mean, boy, oh boy, you know, no easy ones there.
No.
Holy mackerel. So it's kind of fun to go through it and do this. And then, of course, Gulch, he ran against everybody. He ran against, you know, Ali Sheba. And then we had Polish Navy at the farm. He ran against Polish Navy and Ferdinand. And just unbelievable. So it's a lot of fun going back. And, of course, I don't go back as far as some people in the room, but, you know, I go back a little ways.
Watch that, watch that.
He's talking about you, Joe.
Yeah.
I am not. I am not. I'll let Joe talk for a while.
Yeah, we're going to get Joe on here in just a second.
So anyway, it's been wonderful. I hope people come down on Wednesday to Kentucky Downs and see us. We'll have a lot of fun. If I don't, I'll see you up at the sale or up at the simulcast tomorrow. Thanks for the racing form for tomorrow, Ursel.
All righty.
Can't wait.
The bill's in the mail.
Okay.
Okay.
you and Dr. Waldridge. Dr. Waldridge told me this is really a great story. I won't say this while he's here because it'll embarrass him. But Dr. Waldridge, after Dr. Byers died, he came to me and he said, you know, I'll do all your vet work. And John Park over at Park Equine said the same thing. And both of them said, we'll never send you a bill.
Wow.
All because of Doug. Man.
Did you tell him I'm a friend?
I said, Ursel who?
There you go.
Yeah, I bet you did, too.
Funny.
Thanks very much, Ursel.
All right.
Come see us.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me know about Barbara Livings.
I will.
Well, Adena Springs is offering approximately 30 yearlings in the second week of the Keeneland sales, and we can give you many good reasons why you should pay special attention. Adena Springs is sold in the second week of recent sales, Private Zone. Set a new stakes record in this year's Grade 1 Vosburgh, 108. The Grade 2 winner in Grade 1 place, Bourbon Bay, winner of over 969,000. Grade 2 winner in Grade 1 place, Bay to Bay, has won a place in 9 graded stakes and earned over 744,000. Grade 2 winner in Grade 1 place, Celtic New Year. Grade 3 winner in Grade 1 place, United Color. And we can go on. All sold during the second week of the Keeneland sales. Now, Dina Springs' second week yearlings are by the Home Stallions, Awesome Again, Go Sapper, Macho Uno, Einstein, and Plan, with others by the likes of Malibu Moon, Arch, Mizzen Mass. Goon Zapper's Czar Approval won the $100,000 Red Courage Stakes just the other day at Belmont on September 1. Winner of over $1,165,000. He is one of 11 2004 stakes winners by Goose Zapper. So take a good look at those Goose Zapper yearlings out there, keeping in mind that Adena Springs has been the nation's leading breeder in 10 of the past 11 years. Their record for raising runners, unsurpassed. To put a runner in your racing stable, go to the number one source, Adena Springs at Keeneland.
Broadcasting from the Buffalo Run Therapy Studio, Buffalo Run, specializing in sports medicine and physical therapy in the Beaumont Center.
This is WLXG to Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's a fact to consider. Over the past 5 years, yearlings by consignments from Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud ranked number 4 by percentage of stakes horses produced. However, the average cost of buying one of those yearlings ranked only 41st. You get more run for your money with a yearling raised and sold by Burt and Jones at Airdrie Stud. So go to Barn 12 at Keenan to see those that sell tomorrow. They're 4 from the first crop by Hansfield, Conquer of Blame in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup. 3 by the outstanding freshman sire Majestic Perfection. He already has 10 first crop 2-year-old winners, 2 by Proud Citizen sire of an Eclipse Award winner, and 2 winners of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. A colt by Include, and Include is side 19 runners that have won a place in Grade 1 stakes, and another by Grade 1 sire Bellamy Road. That Include colt, incidentally, is out of a stakes winning half sister to Include in the out. A daughter of Include that won Grade 1 stakes and over $956,000. That was bred and sold as a yearling by Brad and C. Jones. So go to Barn 12 for the best buy yearling consigned by Brad and C. Jones, Airdrie Stubb, agent, and ask about the next group of runners offered. That'll be on Thursday, and they can be seen in Barn 23. More potential runners from Airdrie Stubb. All right, Joe, get a little closer to that microphone. Scoot your chair up there. I'm going to talk to Joe Dunn now. Joe and I go back, I don't know how many years now. I remember many, many years ago I had a farm. And I see, Joe, if you remember this, out on Old Richmond Road, and I think I had a Pago colt that you came out to look at. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, there.
Yeah, do you? Boy, his memory's about as good as mine, isn't it?
There you are.
Well, we're both going to forget something during the course of this, then.
Yeah. I kept going to... And going past that farm for years.
Yeah.
I kept saying to myself, I wonder if you were still there.
No. No.
I never did stop.
That was it was the old Fred Walk's place.
Yeah.
And that I leased out there. And I was there for a long time, you know. And then his son came of age, and he wanted to get into the horse business. So blood's thicker than water, so Ursula had to move on. You know, which I did.
Right.
Yeah. But it is a nice place. Raised some nice horses over there. We did, and had some nice boarders and so forth. Had a lot of fun. I've known you a long time now, but I never did ask you why back then where you were from originally.
Well, originally, going back into the early 30s, I'm from about 300 miles north of Toronto, Canada.
Oh, you're a Canadian.
A Canuck, is that what they call them?
That's what they call
Canuck. We didn't know that. That explains a lot.
I was born in a place, it's called Kirkland Lake, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
That's where the Lakeshore gold mines, and which my father worked in.
In the gold mines?
And, oh, yeah.
Oh, did he bring? Did
one of the richest gold mines in the world at one time.
Did he bring any home?
They didn't let you.
They didn't let you.
They were trying.
Right. I bet they were.
Well, it's quite interesting, though. I was raised there. I went to school there.
Yeah.
Until the Second World War broke out, and we moved into Toronto.
Okay.
And that was my introduction to horses.
When you moved into
Toronto? Because I was riding ponies then at the time.
Yeah. Did your daddy have horses or anything?
No, like just work horses mostly.
Yeah. Did you live on a farm, kind of?
No, he used the hog wood, really. He and my uncle had a small lumber camp.
Uh-huh.
And they used to go out there, and of course...
Oh, okay. Had a lumber camp besides working in the coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you ever work there?
Oh, yeah. You had to work.
You had to work, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How old were you when you moved into Toronto? How far was this from Toronto now?
From Kirkland Lake to Toronto, close to 300 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, big
it's
country.
It's north.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it was cold. Yeah. Okay, where'd you go in Toronto? I guess Woodbine. Running there.
Woodbine, and of course there was three tracks then. There was Woodbine, Thorncliff, and an old half-mile racetrack downtown.
Blue Bonnet?
Dufferin Park.
Oh, my goodness. I've forgotten about Dufferin. Don't get too far away from that mic now. Yeah.
And of course, then as years went on, then they started a track there, Long Branch.
Mm-hmm.
It was in New Toronto.
Okay.
It's a suburb of Toronto itself.
Yeah. Oh, how did you, would you just go down to the racetrack or something?
No, no. When we left there during 1940, we moved into Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
And that's when I had Hamilton Racetrack there. And, of course, we didn't live too far from there. Our introduction to horses at the time.
Uh-huh.
We grew up in the mountains, riding academies, and we made out like we were Eddie or Carol and whatever, and ride all over them bushes.
You're right.
So, yeah. And then my introduction to horses was... We came into Hamilton Racetrack one day, and I'll never forget this man, a guy by the name of Bush King. He looked at me, and of course I was no bigger than a pea anyway.
Yeah.
He said, "Boy, you'd make a heck of a rider." I said, "I would." I said, "Well, what do I need to do?" I said, "To get into this." He says, "Well, besides playing hooky," he said, "just come over here and start working with horses."
Yeah, how old were you this time?
I was 13 years old.
13. Good Lord have mercy. Okay.
But, you know, coming out of depression, and then the war,
uh-huh.
You had to work for a living.
Yeah.
And, which we didn't mind. I didn't mind work.
Yeah.
At all. But, Then I started there at Hamilton and
getting on horses, or
getting on horses.
Probably started walking hots and stuff.
Walking hots, mucking stalls, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I knew you'd done it all.
Oh, yeah. So, a man by the name of Harry McDonald, he's an old trainer there, and he kind of went for my brother John, if you remember, and myself. So, I rode my first races there in Hamilton.
Okay. Do you remember your first ride? What first race you rode?
No. I was going to bring up a horse by the name of Mugwump, but
Well, we can get around to Mugwump. I just want to talk about your first one now.
Well, that was one of the first ones.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that your first winner?
No, I never did ride a winner. I had to quit.
Wow, how come?
Well, I had a spill, and my mother and dad said, no more for you. And so, under the circumstances, I had to do what they were.
Well, being 13, I guess you did. Okay,
so, I never did go back to riding again, but then I started, I said, well, other things to do besides riding. And I started thinking, well, one of these days I'll be training horses, which I did.
Yeah. Well, you got on your own horses, or you didn't stop riding. You might have stopped riding races.
Well, I didn't stop riding. Of course, riding races. After I got hurt a couple of times, it wasn't my cup of tea, really.
Yeah.
Although exercising horses, as you know, and breaking yearlings and so forth, that was really my forte. I enjoyed doing it.
Well, did you start out doing that in Canada, or did you?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
I started at Old Woodbine Racetrack there with a famous friend of ours, Lou Gentry's dad, Lloyd Gentry Sr.
Yes, goodness gracious, yeah.
And right off the Old Woodbine Racetrack, right off Lake Ontario.
Uh-huh.
Mister, that water was cold. But at least you learned to stay on your horses.
I bet you did.
That water was ice cold in the summer, let alone the winter.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning there. So.
Uh-huh.
And then I gradually came over here at Rockingham Park in New England.
Moved down into New England. Yeah. Rockingham Park, they say, especially in the summer, was a beautiful
Rockingham
place.
Rockingham was New Hampshire.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, there's Suffolk Downs in Boston and Old Narragansett Racetrack in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had that Busch Circuit. It used to flourish up there, didn't it?
Absolutely. Let me see what the track right now. Canadians have fallen years after races were over in September there because that snowfall started hitting wide.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as racing, but they come in there. We used to come to Rhode Island at Pasco. Yeah, Pasco Racetrack.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody, Jim Fair, Chris Rogers, a well-known rider, a good friend of mine, we went to school together, and he was a Canadian, one of the best riders ever come out of Canada.
Is that right?
And Bobby Watson. And,
Well, tell me about the first winner you ever saddled.
The first winner I ever saddled?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I can think of his name now.
Where was it?
Oh, yeah, Swing Shift.
Okay. I thought you'd remember that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That horse had a...
Pull that toad you a little.
Yeah. That horse had a bad habit of lugged in awful.
Yeah.
And, of course, I tried everything on him. And many times when I was working him, he'd get on that rail and I couldn't get him off there. He'd just take the outside of my boot off.
Uh-huh.
So I said, there's got to be some way we can stop this. So that's when we come up with that axle bit. You ever see it? And it had these prongs on there, of course.
Not
bad enough to where they really hurt them. But
now, your horse was lugging in.
Attention. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Usually using the lugging horses are lugging out. Yeah.
If you knew a good rider, a rider that had good hands, could handle a horse.
Really. Yeah, right.
And that's how I broke his maiden.
Okay.
Because that big old hand was just sticking out there. You could see it. I still have that picture.
Do you? Well, I bet you do. Everybody remembers the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, through the years, there's been quite a few good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
how long did you stay up in New England?
Well, I was there every summer there for, last year I was there. Hurst Jacobs came up there with Stymie.
Big and chestnut horse with a blaze face.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was a sulking type of horse.
Come behind, runner. Oh, yeah. It was what they call a cup horse at that time. Wanted to go long. I mean long.
That, and then he was temperamental.
Was he temperamental?
Oh, yeah. I watched him there in the Boston Handicap, which he had won before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, not Johnny Dewars. I got his name on there, but wasn't he? I can't recall who it was that rode him. He was a top rider.
Was it Bobby Permain?
Who?
Permain? Bobby Permain?
Bobby Permain might be.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was right there at the gate, and he's a sulking type of a horse, as I said, and of course he went off favorite and so forth. But when they broke, they must have opened up 30 yards on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that first quarter of a mile, he pinned his ears and he just threw one run.
Mm-hmm.
And that rider was doing everything but knifing him with that stick to get him started. Finally, he started running and won going away.
Yeah. How far a race was that, do you remember?
It was a mile and an eighth.
Mile and an eighth. Well, that was kind of a sprint for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He could run off. You know, that horse, he became the leading money winner of the world one time.
In the world at one time. That's correct.
Yeah.
And that race there was the one that helped.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, let me take a break. I'll get right back with you. I'm talking
That's
to Joe
right.
Dunn. Well, Claiborne Farmers raised and sold 15 graded stakes winners of 2014. That's 15 good reasons to take a close look at the yearlings offered by Claiborne and Keeneland today. Go to Barn 6 and you'll find them by such stallions as Arch and Blame and Curling and Flatter. Flatter sired another stakes winner just last Saturday at Mama. There's a colt from the last crop by Pulpit. Others by Spitestown, Trapshot, Warfront. Then move on to Barn 5 to see those that sell on Wednesday. There by Champion Cape Blanco, City Zip, Curlin', Flatter, Go Zapper, Horse Greeley, More Than Ready, and Quality Road, and another by Trap Shot. The Claiborne Consignments, Barn 6, Barn 2, selling today. Barn 5 and Book 4, selling at Wednesday. Now that's Barn 6 and Book 2, selling today, and Barn 5 and Book 4, which are offered on Wednesday. And I'm going to repeat this, Claiborne has raised and sold 15 graded stakes winners in 2014. That's kind of a Claiborne tradition. LexHorseFarms.com, that's Hill and Reagan Parker, friends of ours. Hill I've known for many, many moons. Of course, he's a whole lot younger than I am. But anyway, he's a top-flight horseman, and that's kind of important. If you've got a horse farm that you're looking to buy a horse farm, you want to deal with somebody who understands horses and understands what you're looking for. And Hill and Reagan, they absolutely fit the bill there. And they've got a great website. I'm going to give that to you in a minute. They've got listings all over, Fayette and Bourbon, Jessamine County, Woodford Scott, Clark County, got an outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices for sale. And they do a top-class job of selling them, too. I know it's one of the young men that worked for him was here up here this morning. He's going to a closing, so they just sold another one. And bless their hearts, you know, that's what you want. If you want people like that working for you, you want people that will work for you, that do a great job, and nice people to not only know personally, but nice people to work with and deal with, you can trust them. And they work real hard for you. That's Hill and Reagan Parker, and they've got wonderful places for sale. I hope that place, I don't hope it's still for sale. I hope they sold it, but there's a place over in Bourbon County. It's a 4-bedroom, 3 baths, almost 4,800 square feet, beautifully restored home, 1803 federal home, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It got 14 stalls and 5 paddocks and open fields there. And, you know, go to that website and look over their website. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Let me give you the phone number, 608-8039. That's election and number. And here's their website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, LexHorseFarms.com. Well, you know, they've raised more than 250 stakes horses at Polk McLean Crestwood Farm, among them three distaffers that earned more than $2 million each. Most of those stakes horses were sold at auction. They sold Breeders' Cup Mile winner Golden Sense, and he's earned over almost $2.5 million now. They sold the 2014 Delaware Oaks winner Fortune Pearl. And for a look at Fortune Pearl's pedigree, go to hip number 1861 out of Keenan. That's her half-brother, sired by Artie Schiller, and sells Monday in the consignment of Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm agent. He's in barn 29, along with five more well-bred youngsters by Super Saver. Congrats, Twirling Candy, old-fashioned, discreetly mine. Later in the sale, they will offer Raise the Right Way yearlings by such stallions as Majestic Warrior, Macho Uno, Wilburn, Discreet Cat, Fleet Alex, Street Boss, Arch, 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 Geoponte, Quality Road, Tis Deja Vu. Tis Deja Vu, incidentally, had another first crop two-year-old winner at Arlington on just the other day, September 7, I believe it was, won by eight lengths. I think it was 8 1/4 lengths. They've got others by Posse and Reddy's Image and Big Brown Indigo Shiner. You know, how they raise yearlings is important, and they do it the right way at Crestwood Farm. So go to Barn 28 to see the consignment of Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Talking to a friend of mine, Joe Dunn, we were just talking about Stymie at the race for Hearst Jacobs, and he saw him run up at Suffolk Downs. Oh, yeah, that's well, I guess that was quite. That's not the best horse you ever saw run, though.
No.
What's the best horse you ever saw, Joe?
The best?
Yeah. No, he's going back now.
Uh-oh.
Giving it some thought there, I can tell you the best one I ever saw run.
I'll tell you, well, that's everyone talking about it. I know a lot of top horses through the years, but one that I really, excuse me.
Well, I thought Swaps was the best I'd ever seen. You all right?
Swaps?
Yeah. I saw him run in California, and I thought
I seen him. I watched him in a match race.
Oh, at Arlington Park.
Arlington Park.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't right that day. No.
I don't care if he'd been right. He wasn't about to get that horse a beard.
Well, that day, he might want to pour him some in a glass there.
Is this yours?
No.
No?
No, but this you can have. Fella came in here.
Poured it out.
TV, so you can have that.
Well, he beat him fair square in the Derby now.
No, well, we're going back on still a good horse, a top horse as well. You know, that's a hard thing to surmise, really, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And some of them never really had a chance to really make it something.
Yeah.
Probably got hurt.
Yeah.
Or retired early and so forth.
Yeah. Horses like Horse of Flag.
But to me, as many as I have, and many as I rode myself in morning exercise, you can't beat Secretariat any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
I don't. I'm not doing this or saying this because of him and his reputation. I was around him. I know him.
Yeah.
And but his demeanor, everything about him, he was just class. He's just a champion.
Yeah.
And so other horses, I don't want to take anything away from them. But, mister, when you see that big red machine coming at you, forget it.
Yeah. You know, one of the best descriptions I ever heard, you know, Ted McLean. I know if you know Ted, you know.
Oh, yes, very well.
Okay, well, he was working for Lucian Lauren when Secretariat was running. And I asked him, I said, what set that horse apart? He says, he could do things other horses couldn't do. And that was a pretty good description.
That's right. Yeah. And speaking of Lucian Lauren, Of course, I should have brought this up.
Another Canadian. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's from Montreal.
Yeah. French-Canadian.
Well, yeah. Well, the fall of the year, Boo Gentry's dad, Lloyd Gentry, then was training horses for the Addison brothers out of Toronto, industrial people.
Uh-huh.
So for me, for education, they sent me to Montreal. So, of course, I was there with a guy by the name of Louis Marshall, Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a fairly decent horseman. Well, they had a mare there by the name of Fatal Hour. And, of course, I think I weighed 83 pounds soaking wet. I used to get on her. I got along with her real good, but nine times out of ten, I couldn't pull her up.
Yeah, right.
To make sure they had a pony there. But anyway, I rode her in Montreal at this Blue Bonnets racetrack. That's before they closed it. There was two tracks.
Yeah.
And they weren't supposed to ride me. That was their experience.
Yeah.
But I rode this mare.
In a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She won the length of the stretch. But trying to pull her up, she ran off another mile.
Oh.
Our fighter's trying to catch her.
She didn't know you were up there, Joe.
No, she did this in the morning as well, too.
Yeah, did she? Did you get on her in the mornings?
I did work her, but luckily enough, if that pony didn't catch her, I was gone.
Yeah.
Just hang on.
Well, what's the best horse you ever got on, do you remember?
The best?
The best you ever rode, you know.
So many of them.
Well, name a couple that you got on. It doesn't have to be the best. Just name a couple of good horses that you got on. Who'd you used to ride for? I mean,
well, God.
Down through the years, huh?
Through the years. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of those horses that I did work on. There's a horse by the name of Shepperton.
Yeah, remember him.
You remember him?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who had him, but I remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, an old man from Toronto. I'm trying to think of his name now. Been so long. But his wife wouldn't let nobody mess with his tail. He had a tail, believe me. He's dragged the ground this high. But she used to call him that ten-mile name all the time.
Tail would drag the ground.
But she would never let anybody groom her or brush that tail.
Yeah. Well,
she would actually take care of that tail herself.
That's all she brushed, though.
Yeah. That's all. He was an exceptional horse. He was just
the
king of the crops there in Toronto.
Yeah.
And that's when King Garvey beat him one time.
Oh, that was a good horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went to stud up there, didn't he, King Garvey?
Oh, King Garvey, yeah. Won the Queen's Plate.
Yeah.
Or King's Plate at the time.
Yeah, King's Plate at the time.
Yeah.
Well, you're going back now, sure enough. You kind of gradually, you finally come out of New England, and we've got you to Chicago. Of course, you've traveled around, but you ended up in Kentucky, I know that.
I ended up in California from Rockingham Park.
Oh, went to California. What part of California?
Well, Santa Anita.
Okay. Well, first class.
Oh, yeah.
Who was out there when you were out there now?
Oh, gosh.
Whittingham there at that time?
No. Let me see. Yes, he was too, because he had just got out of the service.
Okay. He was a Marine.
Right.
Yeah.
Him and Lucian Lura. I remember getting on a horse for him at Hialeah.
Horatio Lura, you know, the senior?
A horse, but yeah, the senior.
Yeah.
He came over with a horse. Can't think of his name now.
Oh boy, he had a bunch of good ones.
His name will come to me as I go along here. I had it in my mind. But he never galloped him on with a saddle. When I was asked to get on this horse,
mm-hmm.
he said and explained to me, now you got to ride him bareback, mm-hmm. which they trained that way in Argentina.
Yeah, right. Which is where he was from.
I painted my neck because I rode plenty of horses bareback. work horses and everything else.
Yeah.
So I got along good with him, and we worked him. And this was at Hialeah, and he was a class horse.
Yeah.
But he couldn't take the American racing.
Oh.
They ran him in a, not the Everglades, but I think it was now. It's more close to an Everglade race that they had there.
Yeah, Royal Palm.
You couldn't find him with a search warrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you couldn't. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when did you start training?
I started training in 1958.
Okay.
And I had a little old horse by the name of Maid's Light. How do I forget that?
Yes. What was his name?
It's Maid's Light.
Okay.
So I really thought I was Mr. Big, you know.
Yeah.
terrific trainer. Yeah. But I played with this horse. I had him in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I didn't get to run him there because it rained for 32 days.
Wow.
And it so happened the same year that Forrest Kalin was started riding.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Guy that used to train for K-Man, didn't he?
Forrest Kalin? No, Forrest Kalin was a rider out of Toronto.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong guy. Okay.
Yeah, out of Louisville. And
Henry Forrest, I was thinking of. So,
oh, yeah, well.
Different ball game there.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, Henry's quite a person.
Yeah.
Anyway, his wife, he had just been married not too long, and his wife was pregnant. And it stopped raining, and we couldn't. I had the only way I could train. I had a mound outside the barn, the walking ring, and I had a 100-foot jip rope, and water was this deep.
Yeah.
I just take him out there and jip rope around that thing, let that water. I wasn't the only one that did that. Everybody else did too. And
out of necessity.
So
huh?
I thought, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody was broke and hungry.
Now, can I butt in and tell, just make a statement here? People that aren't racetrackers don't know what a jip rope is. Now, when a
horse, it's like a lunge line.
Well, when horses come back from training, they have to be walked until they're cooled down. And if you don't have enough money to pay a hot walker, you... jip rope them. You get a nice long shank and
well,
go out.
Well, not only that, do they jip rope them in case if you don't have enough money to pay an exercise rider. You
right. There's all kinds of reasons to go out there and stand in the middle of a ring and chase the horse around. So that's what a jip rope is. I didn't. Some people wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing as a lunge rope.
Yeah.
You can use either one.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I could get him fit, you know, so. Everybody was broke and hungry, and Forrest's wife was pregnant, so everybody
that's funny.
Was broke. So I rode him on my horse, and going 3/4 of a mile, I'll never forget this. And how he ever managed to go ahead and make weight, the horse carried 115 pounds. If you looked at Forrest at the time, he looked pretty big to me.
So yeah.
What the heck, I put him on a horse anyway.
Yeah.
Well, wind up finishing third. Well, that's about $150 to $200 that we got finishing third.
Oh, funny.
What I paid him got him home.
Is that right?
I believe Forrest would tell you this, too.
Yeah.
And... it got me home and my horse, too.
Yeah, right.
And I started training smaller tracks and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I started doing pretty good.
Yeah, what tracks?
Well, there's that one in Toledo.
What did they call that? Was that Ascot?
Not Ascot. What the heck?
Ascot Park. It was up there.
Ascot Park was closer to Cleveland.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would know.
This one here was just outside of Toledo.
I can't think of it.
There's
been closed for many years.
Yeah, Mommy Downs.
What was it?
Mommy Downs.
Mommy Downs, yeah, okay.
It was an old state fair.
That's great.
And believe you me, the track, when we got there, and the stalls, if you've ever been around a bush meat or anything like that, there's not much stalls.
Yeah, right.
It's make your own.
Yeah.
But I ran him, and I had another old horse by name, James Moon, which had bowed on me, and I had laid up almost a year. But he's training good. You could train him on a jip rope, really.
Yeah.
And I ran him there the first week. He won both races, and the mud and clay, that was mud there.
Yeah.
But there was a path that if your horse was on there, I don't care if you... If he was a buffalo run to get a citation, he's going to win.
Yeah, okay.
I had this rider, I will not mention his name because he did me a favor. He walked in the jock's room, he told the riders, he says, I'll be on this path. He says, don't be there.
Yeah.
And they knew, believe me.
He was serious. Huh?
He was serious. He was broken on me, too.
Yeah.
That was my introduction to Cubans, really. And I won 2-3 races. I wound up selling a horse, and that's when I wound up moving to Detroit.
Okay.
And that's when I opened DRC.
Okay, yeah.
And
that's pretty good racing up there at that time.
It was good racing.
Yeah, yeah. DRC. Yeah.
But yeah, my itinerary, myself, I was asked by so many people. Henry Forrest was one of them, and many of them. I kept just maybe one or two horses, but then I freelance riding.
Yeah.
Exercise horses.
Yeah.
And I made it. I was just lucky enough that I managed to make a good living doing that.
Yeah. You know, so. Had a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, I did. A lot of I've been called a lot of names, too.
Well, haven't we all? All right, I got to take another break here. Well, full mass at 2 year Copa Mizzen Mass won the Group 3 Prix La Rochette Stakes at Longchamp on September 9. Brendan Ohm of Judmont Farm, full mass, is undefeated. Led all the way to take the La Rochette. He's scheduled to start next in a Group 1 Stakes on the day of the Arc de Triomphe. I'd tell you what that stakes was, but I can't pronounce it. Full Mass is another runner by Mizzen Mass. There seems like there's always another runner by Mizzen Mass. And his win follows by just 8 days, the impressive win by Stonetastic in the Grade 3 Prior Stakes at Saratoga. She posted fractions of 22-1, 44-3, 56-2, and 108-4. Won by 8.5 lengths, and she recorded the fastest buyer for a 3-year-old filly of the year. Like Full Mass, she's headed for greater things. And her next start is likely going to be on Breeders' Cup Day. Mizzen Mass, the Grade 1 winner, and a center champion, Sire Colzine, is Sire 6 Grade 1 winner. Stands at Judmont Farm, stands with First Defense, one of the nation's, Sire, one of the nation's leading distaffers. Well, she is the nation's leading distaffer. Close hatches. And she also is headed for the Breeders' Cup. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. And see the website at judmont.com. Well, last Saturday at Churchill Downs, the Grade 2 Pocahontas Stakes was won by Christina's Journey, a filly bred by Phil Needham, Judy Needham, and Bina Halecki, and raised over at Lantern Hill Farm. Belmont's Yankee Affair Stakes went to Red Rifle, bred by Twin Creeks Farm. That's Tom and Nancy Clark. The Premier Handicap at Zia, Wine Police, won that one, bred by John and Martha Jane Mulholland. And in Canada, the Bird of Pay Stakes winner, Eustacia, was won by the two-year-old, bred by Jacob Nance, our bloodstock, and for breeder Mike Abraham. And the Winnipeg Futurity, going back to your places now up there now, Joe, the Winnipeg Futurity winner, Blue Dancer, went to another two-year-old that was Blue Dancer, bred by Keen Ridge Farm and raised to Keen Ridge Farm. All five were raised on products from Macaulay Brothers, and that brings us to a total of 143 stakes wins in 2014 for runners raised on Macaulay Brothers products. 78 of those wins came in graded stakes, including 15 grade 1. Why don't you join the winning team and call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333 and see the website at MacaulayBros.com. Call Mike Warren once again at 873-3333. Stop by the office of 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Well, the Sunday edition of Daily Racing Form is out. Got some wonderful articles in there. John Sparkman's writing about Any Given Saturday. Of course, he just had a good stakes winner, that filly, Christina's Journey, who won the Pocahontas at Churchill last weekend, was by Any Given Saturday. Joe Nevels is writing about sales in Book One out of Keeneland, as European coverage is by Marcus Hirsch. Marty McGee went to West Wind Farm down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's owned by Brent and Beth Harris, and writing about them. There, of course, past performances from Belmont, Churchill, Thistledowns, Bell Terra, Gulfstream Park, Monmouth, Woodbine, and Arlington Park. All that in Daily Racing Form's Sunday edition, which is on newsstands right as we speak. So pick it up at Daily Racing Form. That's Racing's Bible. Ooh. I keep you on just a minute or two from now, Joe. How'd you end up in Kentucky? You living here now?
No, I've been here for years.
Well, I know you have, because you're going back to least 1970 that I knew you. You know, probably prior to that, 60, I guess.
I'm sure you. You were raised on Dixiana Farm, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Why? Were you over at Dixiana?
Was I?
Oh, were you? When were you over there?
Well, when your dad was farm manager there.
Okay. He went there in 1929 through 1964.
That's right. See, my first trip there was, can't think of the name of that horse now.
Spy Song?
Spy Song and Matahara.
Matahara, champion 3-year-old.
The last time I seen her, she had her foal. And you know, they never turned her out with other mares with her foal. Mm-hmm. You remember how bad she was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't bad. She wasn't really mean.
No, she was bad. She had that foal.
Yeah, okay. She was inbred to Hastings. She should have been bad.
Shame on other mares. But she had her tricks about her.
Really. Yeah. Oh, I remember. Well, I've cleaned that stall many a time. You know.
I will.
Yeah. And but she, you know, just to lead her in and out and stuff like that, she was no problem, you know.
No, she was no problem there. No. But
yeah,
she had that foal out there. You had to be careful.
Yes, she did. Yeah, terrific mare though.
Oh yes, she was. I got one of the greatest producers in the world one time.
Yeah, she was a great mare. Champion 2-year-old filly of 1933.
Right, that's a lot of years.
Yeah, it 33 is.
33 years. Yeah.
Well, he's going to figure why he was 33.
There you are, 6 years old.
Yeah. Okay, what were you doing out there?
Well, I came out there because Boo Gentry's dad brought me here.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he took me through the farms and so forth. I was at Boo's uncle, I think, was with in the process of taking over Derby Dan Farm, wasn't he?
Okay.
But I was going around there, and so I happened to be coming down there, and people were complaining to me about this mare and how bad she was and so forth. I had in my mind, I said, well, the thing for me to do is go over there and see this mare.
Yeah.
I've never seen one this bad.
So, brown mare. Dark brown mare.
Oh, yeah. She was well put together, too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. And I just walked over there and introduced myself. Don't ask me for names who I met, but I didn't do it. I'd never forget a face. Uh-huh. And your dad was one of them.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it hadn't been too long, a couple of years after that, that I had politely introduced myself.
Uh-huh.
And he was quite a man.
Well, thank you. I thought he was, too.
Yes, he was. He's quite a farm manager.
Yeah, he was a kind of a complete horseman, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Used to make his rounds on horseback, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's not many farm managers did that.
It's just the history and everything. There was this people that bought Dixiana.
Mm-hmm. Fishers.
I worked there for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brought back old memories there. And of course, that farm next to them that had the track.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, I remember years I used to be asked to come down here and work some horses on that farm.
Is that right?
Yeah. After I hit that turn a couple of times, I said, I'm going to wind up in Dixiana, whether I like it or not. So I just quit working horses on that farm.
Okay.
I didn't mind galloping them, but I didn't care about working them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was narrow anyway.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was a mile track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was all right to exercise and letting the horse gallop, but mm-hmm. you let one work. No, thank you.
Yeah. No. Well, Joe, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by and
going
over the times. You remember that big gray horse you got on for us? You did a good job with him.
I was going to bring that horse up here and introduce people to interval training.
Oh. Well, you know, that horse, you did a good job with that horse. He ran, took him down, I took him down to Ellis Park, my maiden special, first time, and he ran fourth. And then he went back and went his next time out. And we did pretty good on him. He paid $26 and something that day, and Herb Jones did better than I did because he had more money than we did. And Herb was bet with both hands. And that was that horse had talent. He was very fragile. We had to stop on him after that race. Yeah. And we
get little puffy spots.
Yeah, he had some suspensory problems, and you know it
was just,
we didn't get to run him too well. He ended up big time fox hunter in Virginia. Got him a good home, and you know, but he had some ability, but he was fragile.
Absolutely. And he, you know, and working him so far, I believe I could put a glass of water on my head and come back with half of that water.
Yeah.
Because he's such a
good mover.
A good goer, not a good mover and so forth, but he was so light on his feet.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you can't break him down in interval training, he'll never break down.
Well, he was fragile just like his dad.
Oh, yeah.
He was by Hawkins Special,
right.
who just like both of them ran
Vanberg
five or six
had that
times.
Horse, didn't he?
Yeah, Jack Vanberg had a fast horse, but he was fragile.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Too fast for his own good in size.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
Seen many miles on this little racetrack.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. It's good to see you, my friend.
I brought back my memories, not like it used to.
Well, whose is?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we got more to remember.
Well, I would like to bring back old horses like Bubble Gum, and, you know, dynamite horses.
Yeah.
Dynamite people.
Yeah. Yeah. You've met a few good ones down through the years, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, that's
I'm
fun.
Sure you remember one horse, though. Boo Gentry, Lord Gentry, trying to.
Wellstark?
Well, Grostark. I worked him as good as any horse, but if you didn't put the right rider on him, it was nothing for him to work 5/8 mile in 56 seconds.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Good sire,
yet,
too.
I could get on him, and I don't know if it was me or what, but I could work him slow.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could move my hands and just...
He was taking care of you, Joe. He knew how old you were. I got to go, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Well, September 6th at Finger Lakes, done listening to 2-year-old Philippa Entadab, making her second career start, shipped in from Saratoga to win the $141,000 Lady Finger Stakes. September 6th at Parks, Imperial Lady, a 2-year-old Philippa Entadab, won her first start in a $40,000 maiden special. September 7th at Arlington Park, Fleet Encounter, a 5-year-old mare by Entadab, won a $36,000 optional claimer. You get a lot of run for your money with Entadab. Done listing broke from post position 13 in a field of 14 to take the Lady Finger Lakes Stakes in a Lady Finger Stakes, as you say, in a dead game performance. Imperial Lady led all the way to break her maiden by 3 lengths. Fleet Encounter, in 27 career starts, has 11 wins, 7 seconds in the third for earnings of $193,198. If you want a runner in your racing stable, look to Entadab.
A proven sire graded stakes winner that stands for a reasonable stud fee. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes at Chadwell Farmer, 859-224-4585, and see the website, chadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree using APR Online.
Now
go? Okay. I jumped the gate there. Toasting won the $100,000 Sky Beauty Stakes at Belmont on September 7th. Toastings by Congrats. She earned over $534,000. Golden Ticket won Belmont's $100,000 Left Bank Stakes on September 5th. Wine Police, the $75,000 Premier Cup. 2 days later, both of by Sprightstown. Golden Ticket, bred by Windstar Farm, has earned more than $1,329,000. Wine Police has accumulated earnings of over $440,000. On September 6th, tis time to shine. Shipped in from Saratoga to win the $127,000 Aspirin Stakes in just her second career start. She is a 2-year-old filly by Tis Now. Congrats, Sprightstown, Tis Now. Stand at Windstar Farm. And Toasting, Golden Ticket, Wine Police, and Tis Time to Shine are just four more good reasons to take a look at the yearlings by the Windstar Stallions at Keeneland. Keep in mind that the number one freshman sire, the number one second crop sire, and the number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list are Windstar Stallions. For more information, contact Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstar.com. All righty. I am talking now to my good friend Steve Moody, the Kentucky Handicapper Sheep, and I've lost all my notes here somewhere. Steve, what's the feature up at Churchill today?
Well, Churchill's got the Open Mind Stakes, Ursel, 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, and then, of course, Kentucky Downs has, I think they got 4 stakes on the card today. Today's their biggest day, I guess. They got the Kentucky Turf Cup, mile and a half, and which is a grade 3.
Well, pick the one you think is running out of time here. Pick the one you think is the best betting race.
All right. Well, I guess we'll probably go to Kentucky Downs. Got bigger fields to pick from. We'll go with the Kentucky Turf Cup. That's their centerpiece of their meet, $600,000, grade 3, mile and a half for 3-year-olds and up, one time around on the big the big track down there. We settled on, the 3-horse War Dancer, Ursel. This is a horse that is proven at 12 furlongs. Was 4th in the grade 1 Sword Dancer at Saratoga last time out, and dropping in here today into a grade 3. Won't be too far off the pace. I don't expect him to make the lead, but don't think he'll be very far out of it, and kind of look to take over at the top of that long stretch and hold off the late runners. 7-horse Tricky Hat also comes from Saratoga, was ran in John's Call Stakes last time out. Just held on to win that race for Shug McGahee. He comes back in here today, and he's got a big shot with Anna Napravnik, who's been hot down there. She's won quite a few races there in the first couple of days of the meet, and she's got the mount on him. The 10-horse, Oprado Ole, looked like he was going to win last time out, was in a perfect spot, came up wanting at the end, but he's worth a look in here today for Dale Romans. Corey Lannery has him out there, 5-1. So we're going to go, 3-7-10 in the $600,000 Kentucky Turf Cup.
All right, Steve, thank you. I'm sorry we kind of ran out of time there. I got to talking to Joe Dunn here, and we go back a long way. And as old as we are, we had a lot to talk about. All right, well, thank you so much. It's been Steve Moody with the day with Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And, of course, you can go to brisnet.com to pick that up, and he'll put you in the winner's circle. So
And you buy it, of course, wherever you buy a daily racing form, or you can pick one up at Keeneland. So thanks so much. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, the first foals by Spendthrift Farm Stay and R.T.R. Charge, Patio Prada, Tisway, and Wilburn are yearlings. And they're well represented at Keeneland Sales last year. You may recall the first foals by the Spendthrift Stallions, Temple City and Warriors Reward were yearlings. Now, both rank among the leading freshman sires. Temple City is the sire Startup Nation, winner of the Grade 2 $200,000 with anticipation, and of Papa Cool, who placed in the Oak Tree Juvenile Turf Stakes. And Warriors Reward is the sire of undefeated stakes winner Strawberry Road. He's a sire of the Grade 2 place Bad Reed Sanchez. He's a sire of two others that have placed in stakes, one at Churchill, one at Belmont. Now, back to Spencer's 2014 freshman sires. Arch is a Grade 1 winner of over $830,000 by the top sire Arch. Patio Prada not only won Grade 1 stakes and earned more than $1,721,000, he placed in the Kentucky Derby, and he's by the sire of Kitten's Joy and Medaglia d'Oro. Tisway won Grade 1 stakes, recorded one of the fastest dirt miles in history, 132.4. He earned over $1,359,000, and he's by Tis Now. Wilburn won graded stakes, earned nearly $600,000, is by the highly successful sire, Bernardini. Never overlook a yearling by a Spendthrift Stallion. And for more information, contact Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Stakes races from last week, which were bred in Kentucky. The Pocahontas winner, Christina's Journey, was bred by Phil Needham, Judy Needham, and Bina Halecki. The Ack Grade 3 winner was won by Braid Star, bred by Doug Branham. The Locust Grove Stakes at Churchill Downs was won by Don't Tell Sophia, Stoneside Stable bred that one. At Dueling Grounds, the Dueling Grounds Derby winner, My Fleet, was bred by Jay Amling and C. Noel. The Kentucky Downs Juvenile winner, it was Cronin the Barbarian. That's a two-year-old colt by Stroll, stands at Claiborne Farm, bred by Old Memorial Stables. The Kentucky Downs Juvenile Fillies winner, Nicky's Brown Miss, was bred by the Big Brown Syndicate and Savino Capaluti. The Yankee Affair Stakes at Belmont went to Red Rifle. That's a Giant's Causeway, bred by Twin Creeks Farm. That's Tom and Nancy Clark. The Real Courage Stakes at Belmont Park winner, Zire Approval, a Ghost Zapper, led all the way like the most of them do, bred by the Live Oak Stud. Ghost Zapper, of course, at Adena Springs. The Dave Friend Stakes at Law winner went to Born Identify, Galleria Bloodstock, Crosshaven Bloodstock, and Petaluma Bloodstock, the breeders. The Premier Cup at Zia went to Wine Police. He's by Sprightstown, bred by John and Martha Jane Mulholland. The River City Stakes at Louisiana Downs winner was Sassy Kitten, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The Winnipeg Futurity winner, Blue Dancer, was bred by Keen Ridge Racing. The Bird of Pay Stakes at Northlands went to Eustacia, bred by Mike Abraham. And the Group 2 Pre-Rochelle at Longchamp went to Full Mass. It's a two-year-old colt by Mizzen Mass, stands over at Judmont Farm, and he was bred at his own by Judmont Farm. Jackie, you got something that you want to...
Yeah, I have several.
You got 2 minutes.
Oh, okay, 2 minutes. Here's one I just got. Churchill Downs trying to sell the fairgrounds. It's kind of a mess. It needs improvement, and the locals are getting very upset. They said Churchill Downs, Inc., wants to get out of racing but expand gambling interest and casinos. How about that for an announcement? Red Mile Round Barn, September 26, 6 o'clock. It's a dinner dance. Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Manager of the Year, Scooter Hughes. RSVP by September 18th. His daddy was Farm Manager of the Year in 1987. Lakeside Arena is nothing. Going on today. Today at the Horse Park, Rocky Mountain Horse Association International Horse Show. Tomorrow, this big one, 8-3 in the Alltech Arena, Horses and Hope Trail Ride. This is Jane Bashir, First Lady, her little baby. Horses and Hope works for cancer awareness. And is that it?
Yeah, but we're running out of time.
Appointments, Masterson Workday, Sunday, September 21st. Try to get out there and help.
Okay. Winners trained last week at Brother Dan Pitts, Ben Colebrook, Maria Pinzon, Paul Garcia, Laura Bielmar, Tim Ice, Tommy Short, Mark Hubley, Paul Matejka, Pavel Matejka, Kirvin Smith, and Dale Loveland, all trained at the Thoroughbred Center. We'll be on next week at the same time, 10 to 12. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Mary Jane, and thank you, Ressie.